Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much tonight for joining us on your on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, and you chose to spend it with us. So we truly, truly are thankful. We don't take it for granted. Tonight's topic is so exciting. It's manifesting your desires. So we talked about last week loosing your power within, and this week we're talking about manifesting your desires. But before we jump right in, I want to thank our sponsors who have sown into this fertile soil. We have John Mark Howard with his single Purpose. I'm sorry, with his album Purpose. I'm telling you guys, you will be blessed by listening to this Purpose album. You can purchase it on any digital music outlet or John's, J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. And he is on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff as John's Songs, J-O-N-Z Songs. But if you go to jonzmusic.net, you can purchase his CD or any digital outlet. That CD, I'm telling you, you have some worship music. You have some music that you can kind of bump to. But you have something to meet every emotional state that you're in. So I'm telling you, it's beautiful, beautiful pieces on that CD. And that is by John Howard. And you can look him up on Facebook. Go out and support, please. Then we have Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile Prayer Journal by Lisa L. Dalton. I'm telling you, this is another one that is just so awesome. Lisa, she takes you from a journey from growing up all the way to your present time, and she's helping you find peace within and helping you bring that smile forth, because that is your portion. So again, Lisa L. Dalton, Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile, and that prayer journal is available on Amazon.com. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs. Natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much, much more. Call and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. And tell Roz that Aaliyah sent you, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Everybody's asking Aaliyah, when you're doing those shows and those events and you're out in the public, your hair is on point, your makeup is on fleek, or however the teenagers say it, and that is Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in action. So you want to go out and schedule your appointment today, 404-599-3712. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington, www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Angelise can help you take your custom ideas from an idea and bring it to reality. So if you need things for your books, if you need anything you need customized, from pens, pencils, mugs, T-shirts, whatever it is you need to be customized, uniqueexpressionbydesign.com with Angelise Washington can take care of that for you. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's the sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch plays all types of jazz, beautiful, beautiful jazz that just can put you in a calm, peaceful place. I'm telling you, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's the sound. Again, you can find the CDs on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And finally, we have InspiredJewelsForYou.com. That's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. Go out and get your $5 jewelry and accessories. You can book a party or become a consultant. Again, that's www.InspiredJewels, the number 4, U, the letter U is an umbrella.com. So, guys, we are back to our topic tonight, manifesting your desires. I'm so excited to have our beautiful, beautiful, talented guest tonight, Miss, the one and only, Miss Natalie Warren. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so, so much. I hope everyone listening is doing well as well.
Amen, amen. So I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Absolutely, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. I am, as you said, Natalie. I first always like to start with family. So I am a wife. I've been married for 6 years, and I am a mother. And I have three young and busy children. I have a four-year-old, a three-year-old, and a nine-month-old. So that is the first thing that I always like to start with, family, because they mean so much to me. And then on top of that, I am a counselor. And I have a private practice in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and I love the work that I do there with women and couples and teens and children as well. And then I am a speaker and a transformational speaker and coach. And I kind of do some of the same work that I do with the practice, but I'm able to do it with women and empowering them in personal and spiritual development and transforming their lives from the inside out. And then I am a minister. I have been in ministry for 6 years. My husband and I are both in ministry and serve at my local church. So, and I'm an author. I almost forgot one more. I'm an author. And last year I published two books, which I am super excited about, being able to bring that vision and that desire, which is what we're going to talk about tonight, being able to bring that and manifest that and see that happen in my own life. So that's a little bit about who I am. But outside of all of those titles and responsibilities, you know what? I am just a woman. I really am. I'm just a regular girl. I make regular decisions. I make regular mistakes. That is a nutshell about who I am.
Hey, man. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule, because you have your own practice. You're a wife, a mother of three young ones. So we truly appreciate it, because I know time is really, really of the essence for you.
Well, thank you for it. I do. I love doing this, so I snuck away. Hopefully they will comply and stay quiet.
All right. So tonight's topic, manifesting your desires. What does the topic itself mean to you?
Great question. Desires. I'll start with that. I when I think of a desire, I think of something first and foremost that comes from God. I think that it's something that's bigger than just a goal. It's like this burning within you. Those who are listening understand this analogy, but it's almost like a baby within you. And you know, at the beginning of, you find out that you're pregnant, right? And it's kind of this excitement, but nothing's really happening. And over the time of your pregnancy, you feel it growing within you. And at times you can't stop thinking about it. It reminds you that it's there, whether it makes you feed it, the baby within, or it's kicking, or it makes me, in my pregnancies, I get really sick. But it's something about it that just keeps coming back around. I think about that, and I think about that as being a desire, something that's just burning on the inside of you, and it grows with you. And when I think about manifesting it, I think about you seeing it come to pass, you seeing what was in you be birthed. And so this topic is near and dear to me because it's been my journey, and it's what I love to do to help women and men be able to accomplish that.
Amen, amen. I love it. I was sharing with you as far as the premise of this show. When the Lord said I had to do this, you know, I kept telling him why I couldn't. And and then he said, who can better tell the story of or share it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I've called you to better than someone that is actually that was actually doing it themselves. So, you know, you were living what you thought you were supposed to have been doing or what you wanted to do. And he was like, nope, I didn't call you to that. You called yourself to that. Now, this is what I'm calling you to, and this is what I need you to do. So yes, that burning desire, it actually started, it was like an awakening actually when I started walking in it. So I can definitely relate to what you're saying. It's a beautiful thing when you're walking in your purpose and see the manifestation of the desires of your heart, right?
It really is. It's a fulfillment. There's a joy that I can speak of that I don't get from any other thing but when I'm doing what I know I was born to do. No other joy gives me that. So it's exactly that. And that's why I know people who are listening want to know, how do I manifest this? Because it's burning within me and I can't, either I feel stuck or I want to move forward and I don't know how. And I want us to jump into that later on, because I think that's a big part of helping people to birth it, to manifest it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So what do you think that keeps people from pursuing their desires? What do you think that keeps them from doing so?
Ooh, you got me ready for it. Good. Good question, because I think there's some mistakes that we make, and I want to share some of them with us because I have also struggled with this. But one of them is basically thinking you don't have enough, whether that's I don't have enough time, I don't have enough education, I don't have enough training, I don't have enough. And when we put ourselves in a position of thinking we don't have enough, it creates a contingency or a conditional energy, like I can't have it. Even though I want it, I can't have it because I don't have enough of, right? I don't have enough money. You know all the I don't have enough. And that's one of the mistakes that keeps us from having it. Here's another one. Kind of being indecisive. Being indecisive, being in this place of limbo and indecisiveness, right? Not being clear. One of the things that has gotten me to move the quickest towards my desires is getting clarity, getting really clear on what it is, how I can do it, you know, what support I need to do it, being very clear on that, because in that state, that's when God can bring those things to you. Because when we're not clear about it, have you ever had something that it came to you, but you weren't even clear about what it was, and you kind of dismissed it or you didn't even recognize it? But that clarity will allow the path to open up so that you can make the decisions and the focus can come to you. So I think that's another mistake we make. The third mistake I wanted to bring to our attention is ignoring what you know to be true for you and your desires. Sometimes we kind of know things and we ignore it. We write it off. You know how many times, Aaliyah, that I have talked myself out of what God is saying? Have you ever done that? He's saying, you can do this. He's like, no, I can't do that. Or remember the last time I did that, I made a mistake. Or just ignoring what you already know. And when God is speaking to us, and you have to get really clear on what you want so you don't disconnect from God within, who's always talking, he's always speaking. If I had to give you some of the things that I think are mistakes, I would say those are the top three.
Oh, wow. I love it. So you said, number one, thinking we don't have enough, be it money, education, knowledge, experience, whatever. We don't have enough. So that right there kind of creates I like how you said that it's like a subconscious thing that it creates, right?
It does. It's like, I can't have it. Even though I want it, I can't have it. You know, it puts you in that place. And what you have to remember is you don't need to know it all. Often when people are saying, but I don't know how to do it, I'm like, but you don't need to know. Like, who said you need to know it all? God
That's
is not
true.
Asking for us to know it all. He's just saying, are you open? Are you available? Are you ready? And those things that come to you that you don't have. So that was the first one, absolutely. Not having enough.
Wow. Love it. Not having enough. And then being indecisive is number two. All right. And then number three was ignoring what we know to be true. All right. So for those of you who are just joining us, whether you're joining us by phone or by internet, the first question that we were asking was, what's keeping people from pursuing their desires, from, you know, really, really going out there and doing this thing? And so she just gave us three great points. And one of the things I was going to tell you in the event, as you know, at the end, you can go in and feel free to put in anything that really stands out that you know you want the people to remember. I usually try to go and do that throughout as well, because you know it's just some things that sometimes people just need to constantly see it to help them say, you know what, that is the truth, you know. So yes. All right. So our next question, what are some suggestions that you can give to help them move or push them into the right direction?
Ooh, okay, good. You get me excited because I love talking about this. This is what I call the steps to manifesting. One is you have to visit your desire every day. Okay. Visit it, visualize it, see yourself doing it, being it. And so I call that kind of tuning in, and not just about seeing yourself doing it, but how you feel when you're doing it. That would say number one. Number two is you got to clear out the blocks. Okay. We all have what I call mental blocks, things that are going to get in the way, whether that's fear, whether there's some belief systems about, you know, I'm not supposed to be able to do this and have fun, or I'm not supposed to be happy, or I'm going to be a burden. That was my limited belief, and I have to work through it and make sure it's not coming up for me and getting in the way. Whatever that block is for you, you've got to figure out what it is and figure out what it's trying to tell you or teach you so you can move past it. Here's another one that I think is so important. You talked a little bit, I think, about what this word is, surrender, and you talked about God saying something and doing something. You have to, in order to manifest your desire, you have to surrender the timing of everything. Surrender the timing of everything. Let me tell you what that means. The desire of what I am birthing now, what I am doing now, was birthed in me when I was 15. That was 22 years ago. 22 years ago, it was birthed in me. I not only could see myself doing it, I could feel myself doing it. And so I got excited early on because I was like, yes. I didn't realize how much time it would have taken for me to get to this place, which was needed. It was necessary because I had to grow. I had to learn. There was many things that had to be put in place. And so what I offer everyone listening is surrender the timing of everything. Trust that God knows and has a bigger plan, and that everything will fall in place at its time. What that does is it takes a lot of pressure off of us. It takes a lot of stress off of us. It helps us to get rid of this invisible timeline that we have in our lives. You know, at this point, I'm supposed to be doing this, and at this point, I'm supposed to be doing this. And we think, well, I failed, or I must have missed the opportunity. No, 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 no. Surrender the timing. Here's the third one. I'm sorry, I think we're on number four. The fourth one is you have to wholeheartedly accept where you are right now in your life. I paused after that one because that's a pill to swallow, right? To wholeheartedly accept it without judging, without complaining, without thinking that it's wrong, that you've done something, that you don't deserve it. Wholeheartedly and become at peace with it. Okay, let me give you an example of what that looked like for me. I desired to be married. I knew that that was who I was created to be, right? A wife and a mother. But it didn't happen in the timing. Remember, I talked about timing earlier. It didn't happen in the timing that I thought. But I had to make peace with where I was. I had to make peace with being single and loving who I was and who God was in my life. And I did some things that I probably would never thought I would have done. But I came to this place of peace. And for everyone who's listening, wherever you are, maybe it's not where you desire or what you're desiring, but making peace with that place is going to bring about acceptance, and it's going to bring about peace. And then I'm going to give you the fifth step. The fifth step is you got to be ready to act and act fast. Once you go through what I've just given you, you've got to be ready to act and act fast. Why? Because sometimes the door opens. And you got to be ready to walk through that door, whatever it looks like. It's almost like, you know, you go to the store and the door opens up and you have to be at a certain place for that door to open. And it only stays open for a certain amount of time. And there are many opportunities that I would have missed had I not moved in that moment. And so that would be the next step about you asking about how do I manifest, how do I get in that place, is to be ready to act and act fast.
Wow, those are some great points. I hope y'all are taking some notes tonight. These are some great, great points. Because, you know, I get people all the time. I think that I tell people all the time, I think I miss my calling because I can be in a grocery store, I can be at the gas station, and someone will sit and tell me their whole life story within moments. And I'm like, whoa. But, you know, it's like, many people that I attract or that are drawn to me, they are in transition. And what, be it a career, maybe they're becoming empty nesters. I mean, and it's all ages and all ethnicities. And so, you know, understanding who you are, where you're supposed to be and what you're called. I love the fact that you said wholeheartedly accept where you are, because so many people have put themselves in, okay, by this age I plan to be married, by this age I plan to have my children, by this age. Well, your timeline may not be God's timeline. So I love the way you put that. I love, absolutely love the way you put that, because we do, you know, we set these goals, and many of them are attainable, but sometimes it's not what God has, just because it's what, the way we set it to be, you know. So I love the way you put that. I love it.
And let's go back to what you said. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's going to help a lot of people out.
No, and I want to dive deeper into what you said, because sometimes accepting wholeheartedly where we are means we have to drop the expectations that other people have thought of us or have put on us, right?
Yes.
And that may be why it's hard for you to accept it, because it's not yours. It doesn't align with who you are. It doesn't align with your values. But because such and such said, or such and such expects that of you, and I work with people in coaching sessions, and it's like, well, why are you pursuing that? Because I should be. Well, who should, who is they? Who, you know, who expects that from you? And that may be a reason why you're having trouble accepting it, because it's really not for you. It's not aligned with who you are. And that's the freedom in being able to manifest. Once we realize this, we can make changes.
Wow, I love that. You know, one of the things I remember, my cousin is a licensed counselor, and she told one of our family members. She asked the family member, who told you to put on that hat and do all these things that you're doing? Who told you to do that? You know, many times we put ourselves in a situation, and who told you to do it? You know, you take all of these, this extra weight that wasn't yours to take on. I know also this morning, it was my prayer team, as we were praying this morning, and it was just in my heart to remind people, you are not your diagnosis or label that someone has given you. You're who God called you to be. So you're not a diagnosis. You're not a diabetic. That's not who he called you to be. He never put that label on you. Your doctor put that label on you, and you accepted it. You can go ahead and denounce it, because that's not your portion. You understand that the word of God, that the body, you know, healed, the body is brought to be healed. And so once you start seeing yourself as healed and start speaking it and declaring it and doing the things that it takes to make that happen, you know, yes, you got to take care of the temple to make that happen. But, you know, just dropping, like you said, dropping those things that don't belong to you, that's not your portion. So I love that. Love it.
No, that's right. That's right. And that speaks to so many things, because one of the things that goes along with what you're saying is the power of I am. The power of I am. What are we saying about ourselves? Mm-hmm. And anything that you put after the words I am, you've given power. Mm-hmm. Whether it is I am, you know, capable, or I am not capable. I am, you know, encouraged, or I am not encouraged. I am sick, or I am with sickness, right? There's a way to say things that gives it power, and we have to be mindful of what we're speaking, because what we speak will manifest. So it's so in alignment with what you're saying, so in alignment.
Yes. You know, I tell people all the time, I say I'm very conscious about my words. I'm very conscious about my words. You know how you used to say, oh, that make me sick, or you make me sick. I don't even play like that anymore, because I understand that there's no in between. I'm either speaking life or I'm either speaking death. So I do not speak like that. And when you understand the power that you carry and the power that your words carry, then you'll shift the very thoughts. Because, you know, your thought processes can even manifest some stuff. You think on it long enough.
That's right. Yes. As a man thinketh, so is he. So is he.
Yes. Girl, now, Lisa, when I tell you, you are just talking my language, girl. You blessing me tonight. I don't know if anybody else being blessed on this line, whether they're listening by internet, whether they're listening by phone, or where they're going to be listening to the replay. I'm telling you guys, if you miss any of this interview, you got to go back and listen, because she shared with us why people are not pursuing their purpose and their passion and their gifts and their desires. She shared with us the steps to manifest those things. And then you know, one of the things that she said that blessed me, she said, drop the expectations that people have put on you. That's not your portion. What other people have labeled you, that's not who you are. What did God say that you are? Who did God call you to be? Who did he say that you are? And what are you saying about yourself? The I ams, the power of the I ams. Girl, yes, you are speaking my language. I love it. I love it.
This is good talk. This is good talk because it needs to be shared more. You know, we don't share this enough. Going back to your point about what we speak and what we think. If I were to tell everybody on the call right now to just not think of the color red, what would happen? What ended up happening? Everybody probably thought of the color red. What happens with our brains when we speak and what we think is the brain doesn't know much different. It picks out words and it takes some words out. And the fact that I said do not, the brain said do it. And you thought about the color red. And so manifesting is what you're, it's aligned with manifesting because what you want to do is you want to focus on what you want versus what you don't want.
Right.
Right. So instead of saying, I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be broke. How many times have we said that or thought that? You speak that I want wealth or I attract wealth. And that's how you manifest it. Another one of my affirmations, which is a big part of manifestation, is about speaking. And I say, I have divine ability to either manifest or attract what I need or desire. I have divine ability to either manifest or attract what I need or desire. That puts me in a different place than saying I don't have money or I don't have, you know, resources or I don't have time. Either I have the ability to manifest it or I have the ability to attract it.
Yes.
And I've seen it happen over and over and over again in my life. I've done things. I wrote a book, and I didn't have much of a budget. But I had the ability to attract what I needed.
Yes.
I host live events, and people have, you know, stepped up to the plate to help me. I didn't have all the money and the resources, but I had the ability, because I spoke that, to attract the resources that I needed. And so everyone who's listening, I hope you're hearing that, that you don't count yourself out from the mistakes that I talked about earlier, that I don't have enough. You don't need enough, because we're connected to God who is enough.
Amen. That is what I'm talking about, Natalie. That is what I am talking about. All right, so we're going to kind of go back to those I ams. My question is now, how can a person learn to encourage themselves and empower themselves? Because you're not going to always have your cheerleaders on the, you know, on the front line or near you. How can you encourage and empower yourself?
Yes. So a good thing is, okay, having affirmations. Affirmations, I believe, are so good because here's the thing. We have so much negative stuff that comes through us on a daily basis. And research would say that for every negative word, you need 12 positives to counteract it. So if you think about it in that way, we're at a deficit almost every day, right? Because there's so much negative that comes to us, that whether it's through people, television, society. And so every negative needs 12 positives. And so affirmations I live by. God has taught me before I even knew what they were about speaking and saying and declaring things. So that's a way to encourage yourself. I think another way is to surround yourself with people who are supportive and are encouraging as well, right? And making sure you create that type of support system, whether it's through organic, whether it's family or friends or a support of an organization of some sort. It helps us. One of the other things I think that helps you to encourage yourself is to do what makes you happy. Do what makes your heart sing. If I am not doing those things, I know it. I know I'm not connected to music, and that's my life. I love it. It makes my heart sing. And so that's another way to encourage yourself is to stay connected to those things that make you happy, those things that make your heart sing. So those are my top things that popped in my head immediately, you know, to answer that question.
Right. You still here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I thought I lost you. Okay. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So We're going to get ready to open up the phone lines for questions shortly. But tell us how we can follow you. Well, before we go there, you said you wrote two books last year. Can you give us the title of them?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the first that I did in the spring of last year was called Experiences of a Whole Woman, A Look Inside Her Life. And it really is a collection of blogs and experiences that women have. And to let us know, the message is really about letting us know that you're not alone and that your experiences mm-hmm. don't disqualify you from being a whole woman. And then I went into the second book, which is Perfect, Complete, and Lacking Nothing, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Herself. And that book is about the identity, the value, and the security of a woman and all of those mm-hmm. things that come in to rob us of our peace, mm-hmm. our happiness, and our security, and how you can mm-hmm. be in a place that you can be the woman God created you to be. And so that one was released in November. And so I love both of those works because they are truly a piece of my story and a piece of mm-hmm. my heart for helping women, for helping all Amen. Women.
Amen. What motivated you to actually write them?
Ooh, good question. The second one, Perfect, Complete, and Lacking Nothing, I one day just started writing. This was 8 years ago. I just started writing about what I thought was just notes. Just I call them downloads now, but they were just notes, and I was just writing. And over time, I was just being obedient and just writing more about it and writing more about it. I had no idea that it would eventually become a book. And then as I started looking at what I started writing, I realized God had set me up. You know how you realize he set you up? Anybody ever been set
yes.
up before?
Yes.
And I said, wait a minute, this is a setup. And I did a workshop on it. I did a workshop on the content. And someone came up to me and said, Natalie, people need this. Like, people would pay you for this information. And I said, really? And then I said, this is a book. And then I started the journey of writing the book and putting it into, you know, a form that people could grab. So right. that was the inspiration. It really was solely me just writing what came to me and then over time mm-hmm. compiling that to create the book.
Wow. That is powerful. That is so powerful. And it's funny how the setups happen because when I first started writing On Fire to Inspire, the actual book, I didn't know it was a book. And then he kept waking me up in the midnight hour, just giving me words. And as I was sharing pieces with people, they would have tears in their eyes, or they'd be like, oh, my goodness, you put chills in. I'm like, oh, my goodness, okay. And as it kept coming and kept coming, I was like, really, Lord?
Wow.
And then I started coming up with the excuses of why I couldn't. And he was like, you're already doing it. But
wow.
Yeah. So I tell you.
We know
so
how to
beautiful.
Do that.
Don't even know how to do it. Because, see, if he'd have told us from the beginning, then we would have tried to talk ourselves out of, you know?
We would have. We would have. And came up with some good excuses, too. You know what I mean? Like, really, God? But he knows. And I speak to that for a moment. I'm glad you said that because uh-huh. that's the power, but I believe, of a good father, that he loves us so much. He knows when to give us what we need, and we have to trust uh-huh. that. He'll give you what
yes.
you need when you need it. Oh,
yes.
I've seen that over and over
yes,
again.
Yes, yes.
He gave me what I need when I need it.
Yes.
And that's
mm-hmm.
a part of trusting the process. Trust the process.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. So, Natalie, how can they follow you, stay in touch, book you? How can they do these things?
I would love to stay connected. I really would. So for those who are listening, you can find me on Facebook at The Whole Woman Experience. The Whole Woman Experience. I'm on Instagram. YouTube has many of videos that you can get information. I love to share. So you can stay connected on YouTube. Look under Natalie Gray. Gray is my maiden name. And then the website, www.awaken2power.com. And that is the website where you can subscribe and you can find information, stay connected, all of that good stuff, because I really, really want to hear from everyone and stay connected to you.
Okay. I'm trying to get all of that in here. All right, and we're going to open up the phone line, guys. So don't be bashful. You don't have to share your name. You can be anonymous if you have a question. Feel free. We'll go ahead and press 1 if you're dialed in on 929-477-2178. We're opening the lines now for any questions or comments if there was something that was said tonight that you want to, you know, comment on and how it impacted you or how it touched you or whatever, feel free to press 1. If you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial that number to participate in this part. So you will dial again. That number is 929-477-2178. Press 1 and we'll bring you live for questions. So I tell you, one of the things that so many people get stuck in is they get stuck in that place when I was telling you about the labels. You know, you were labeled dyslexic. You were labeled this. You were labeled that. That's not who you are. Or life, you know, gave you this. And so, you know, yes, you had some places where you failed, but get back up. It's time to walk again. And you know, I say all the time, I'm not negating that it didn't happen, but you can't stay there. You can't stay
That's
there.
Right.
You got to, you know, loose the power of that and move forth in what God has called you to. You can't stay in that place of brokenness, no, because God created you to be whole, you know, be
That's
it
right.
woman or man. So it's time to walk in the fruitfulness of who God has called you to be and that kingdom life that he's called you to. That life of prosperity and not just in finance. See, people think of prosperity, they think financially. No, we're talking about prospering
right.
in your health, prospering in your mental status, prospering in your emotions, just being happy and free to be you in all, everything that concerns you. And again, we are opening up the phone lines now for questions or comments. We are, if you are listening through the internet to participate, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. Dial in and share a comment, ask a question. We have a licensed counselor on the line with us tonight, guys. Y'all better take advantage. Now, y'all treat me like I'm your counselor. I am your coach. I'm your cheerleader. But this is a licensed counselor. Press 1 if you have a question or comment. And, guys, there are no crazy questions. There are
That's
no
right.
dumb questions. Because I'm telling you, somebody has that question and they just don't have the boldness to ask it.
That's right.
So you be that person to ask it for them. And you don't have to say a name. If you don't want to say your name, you don't have to say your name. But dial in because that question needs to be asked. And I tell you, there are so many people that are living beneath that full potential that God's called you to. All right, we have a first caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire with Natalie and Malia. Great evening to you. How are you tonight?
God bless you both. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Did you have a question or comment?
I sure did. I have both, if you don't mind. First, I want to say I thank God for you both. And
thank you.
Who is first in my life. And my question to Miss Natalie or Evangelist Minister Natalie is, are you saying our desires come from God, or are they personal?
Okay.
Or is
good
it
question.
A particular part of our wants?
Okay, good question. You're right. Let's talk about what could be different, okay? So when I think about, again, a desire, I think about something that rises from the heart. It pulls at you. It's not something you're chasing externally. And it feels like love and passion, if I can bring clarity to a desire. There, we do have wants, right? And sometimes those wants aren't aligned with what God has for us or are things that we would want to chase or have maybe for a different reason, a different motive. But when I think about desires, I really think about those things that come from God that are the desires of our hearts, like just as the Bible would describe them, and they are within us. And they're not something that we're chasing externally. Does that bring clarity?
Very much. And that was my next statement. I like what you said about being clear. Because a lot
Absolutely.
Of us, as men or women, you know, we're not sure. We don't have assurance. And I believe you, whatever networking that you do and the people that you surround yourself with, they're supposed to speak life into you. You know, and if you're not around a person that speaks life into you, I believe you should go. You know, I believe I heard y'all speak about how Aaliyah said it. How can a person encourage themselves? And what I hear is, first of all, you have to have the willingness to want to encourage yourself. You have to have the confidence as well as being clear on whatever you say and do pertaining to your person. I wrote so much stuff down. I'm trying to get it all out.
No, you're fine.
I heard y'all speak about Aaliyah saying, asked you the question, what's keeping people from their desires? And I want you to repeat that for me.
Sure, I will. So I gave three mistakes. Not thinking you don't have enough or you need something else to take action. So I don't have enough time, money, resources, education, training, all of that stuff. The other one I said is being indecisive. And that kind of puts us in a place where God can't bring to us what we would need because it's not clear. And then the last one was ignoring what you know to be true.
How would one surrender themselves to listen to what God desired for them?
Mm-hmm. Okay. How will we do that? I think one of the things is to accept wholeheartedly where you are. Come to peace with where you are. It's really hard. Okay, I'm going to give an example. It's really hard to receive something when you're in a place of resistance or stress. It creates a whole other energy. Being in a place of acceptance brings about a peace and a calmness. So being able to do that, trusting that God knows what's best for you. One of the struggles I think that we all have is when we look at whatever it is we're challenged with, it really comes to a point of asking ourselves, do we really trust God? Do we really trust him? Do we really trust that he knows what's best? Do we really trust that he can give us what we need when we need it, all of those things? And so those are the first two things. I know you had a question. I want to make sure I gave you part of the answer because I can't answer it wholeheartedly and in full. But that would be my first thoughts about it. That's how you get in the place to start to surrender. And then you let go, whether it's let go of what you think is best, let go of the expectations that you have or other people have placed on you. It puts Amen. You in a better place to receive.
Amen. Perfectly, perfectly. I do want to make a statement about when you said the I am statement and love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just, even I stand on this. This is personal. I always tell myself, I am who God says I am, and I am who I say I am. And
mm-hmm.
that encourages me on a daily basis because I believe if you don't see yourself being positive or if you don't see yourself in a better place in spite of your difficult times or money days, broke days, and in spite of people coming against you or in spite of the negativity that surrounds us, like she said earlier in the conversation, on a daily basis, if you don't have a way out, so to speak, to speak to yourself and look in your own mirror and identify with you and what you want and desire or what you're going through right now, and in spite of all of that, knowing and believing and trusting God is the key.
That's right.
You have to stand on who you say you are in the Lord and who you say you are as a person. And hopefully,
right.
you know, prayerfully, that's in the Lord.
That's right. That's a journey. Go ahead.
My last statement is Jeremiah 29:11, which reads, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And the only expectation that we, I believe, should have is the expected end that God provides for us, that he makes a way. Because I believe, you said something, I can't remember what it was offhand, but it basically spoke to my spirit saying that God knows our plans. He knows our end. And whatever we set out to do, that's his will and purpose for our life, he will equip us.
That's right.
He will equip us. So whenever fear comes, or we know that fear comes from the enemy, whenever things come against you, like I think you said something about an open door
mm-hmm.
and hurry up and get through it or something on, to that point.
Acting that fast.
But I know I heard something about an opening door, and you basically I received it as you have to be in position.
That's right.
And alert and aware. That's how I received whatever you said about this opened in door. That's what it spoke to me. And you have to understand that God knows what's best for you. And that's just the bottom line. And I do thank y'all for allowing me to comment. I do thank y'all for allowing me to partake in this conversation. And I want to encourage both of y'all and say God bless you both.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. All right. Guys, these are some great questions and comments. So I had another one come across as a chat. And this question was, let me pull it back up. It says, how do you keep toxic people that you love out of your space? Like your family members, your loved ones, how do you keep them out of your immediate space if they're toxic? That was her question. Toxic loved ones.
Good question. How do I do that? I think there's many ways. I often like to say that there's not always a one way, right, to do it, right or wrong way to do things. And many factors, of course, about her situation, I don't know. But what I would offer is you do it, and you do it in a way that is loving, right? But you can put distance in those relationships, whether that means, you know, you don't have to call them or go around them all the time, or allow their negativity to infiltrate who you are. I often say you have a shield, and you don't have to let that penetrate through. So if that means physical distance, then that's okay. If that means you don't accept, I often say you don't accept their opinion as your truth, right? So their opinion may be one thing, and they're entitled to an opinion, but that doesn't have to be your truth. That's how you can handle those type of relationships, but love them. And sometimes it looks like loving them from afar, and that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That would be my thought without knowing all of the detail.
Amen. I love it. Love them from afar, love them from a distance. love it. If you have a question or a comment, we're taking questions now. Press 1. If you're called in, dialed in on 929-477-2178. Now, if you are listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in if you want to participate in the question and answer. Again, that number is 929-477-2178. Press 1 and you'll be able to ask the questions or make a comment. We have Ms. Natalie Warren on the line with us, and she is a licensed counselor and a transitional coach. So, guys, again, I'm your cheerleader, I'm your coach, but I am not a licensed counselor. So this is the person to ask. Press 1 if you have a question or comment, because she'd be the perfect person. I mean, guys, if you missed any of this interview tonight, you want to make sure you go back and listen to every word of the replay, because she has given us some powerful, powerful nuggets on steps to manifesting your desires, to understanding why you're not manifesting your desires, some of the things that you're doing. Sometimes you do things unintentionally, but some things are intentional. So we actually have, well, we had someone press the button, and then they, I don't know if they unpressed it or we lost them. Okay, if you have a question or comment, press 1. We're going to go ahead and bring you live. You can, but you don't have to say your name. If you want to, you're welcome to. But if you want to remain anonymous, you're welcome to do that as well. Again, the number is 929-477-2178. If you're listening by internet, guys, you got to dial in on that number and press 1. That's 929-477-2178 and press 1. We'll bring it live. So I love that what you said, don't allow their opinion to be your truth, because, you know, everybody has their opinion that, you know, that's okay. But what is not okay is for you to try to place a label on me when you don't know. You know, I tell people all the time, God gave you that vision. He didn't give it to Sally, Sue, or Jim, or John. They're not going to understand it and see it the way you see it. You know, that burning desire in your heart.
I said, and don't expect them to. The point is that the problem isn't that they don't understand. The problem is you expect them to. That's the difference. Don't expect them to understand. That frees you up.
Yes. The problem is not they don't understand. The problem is the fact that you expect them to understand. Girl, you said a mouthful. You just freed some people tonight.
It's
some people tonight. And again, And I don't know, this is really in my spirit so strong, and I move with obedience. I'm just the mouthpiece that God has chosen to use in this hour for this show. But don't allow or accept anyone else's opinion to be your truth. I don't care if they have a doctorate degree. I don't care if they have a master's and you have a high school diploma. Don't accept their opinion to be your truth. Because, see, people can be so mean and harsh. I don't care if it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And if you look yourself in the mirror and you don't see that, guess what? That's not who you are. And you don't allow them to place that label on you. Don't allow it. That's not your portion. I tell you, girl, that I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because so many people are walking around miserable because of what somebody said or what somebody else did. No. Take yourself out of the bondage and move forth in the blessings and the life. That's not living when you're stuck. It's existing. And God said, before I started this show, he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life I called them to. So, girl, when I got ready to do the show, I was like, woo, okay, he said a mouthful. And Natalie, as we said, sometimes we try to talk ourselves out of things. And I tried to talk myself out of it, but the Lord said, and this was my thing that said, okay, God, I hear you. He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. And so as the Lord said that to me, I said, okay, God, whatever you say do, I will do. And as I've gone out and spoke, and I speak to organizations or groups, I know I spoke at an event, it was youth and parents, and that particular event, it was a gymnasium full of people, and this young lady, she said she was actually visiting from Orlando. And she said, I came here to visit and support a family member for an event. She said, and you spoke to my spirit. She said, I was suicidal just 3 months ago. She said, but you spoke to my spirit, and I just want to say thank you, and can I hug you? And I just was like, oh, my God. So, you know, so many times you don't understand some things, but when it's a burning desire, like she said, when God placed it on the inside of you, it's not for everybody else to understand. It's for you to know and understand that you've been called to do it. All right, we have a caller. Ready?
Come on in.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Great evening to you.
Hi, ladies. How are y'all doing?
We are blessed.
I just want to say that I am truly enjoying the dialogue and the conversation, and I love that last comment of do not allow others to define who you are.
Yeah.
And
amen.
I just wanted to add, what happens quite often is people, they look at you and they see your coat of many colors. They know exactly who you are, but they're trying to talk you out of seeing what they see. If that makes sense. They know that God created you to be something great, something wonderful, and that's why some reason they put these negative labels on you, because they see who God created you to be, and you yourself sometimes have not come to that realization of who the Father said you are.
Yes.
I just wanted to add that comment to it. I'm just loving the conversation.
Yes. Sometimes people can see everything that you are before you see it for yourself. You know, I remember one time this young lady told me, she said, do you not realize, and this was years ago, she said, do you not realize when you talk, people stop what they're doing and they listen? She said, you've been speaking life into people all your life. That's who you are. She said, you don't pretend to be it. You don't try to be it. It's a natural thing for you. And I'm sitting there like, what? And this is before I actually understood it. That's who God has called me to be. You know, people call me all the time, Natalie, Miss On Fire to Inspire, because that's the name of the book and the show. But wow. I call myself a purpose midwife because I help people understand that it's already on the inside of you. I just need you to push. I just need you to understand that it's time to birth what he's placed on the inside of you, because it's not for you, it's for somebody else. So
that's right.
I am just excited about, you know, people positioning themselves for this greatness that he's called them to, and not allowing anybody else to hinder you or keep you hostage any longer. No more hostages. It's time for the birth.
That's right. That's right. And going back to what the caller just said, one of the things I wanted to add to why people sometimes try to talk you out of your desire or your passion or your calling, whatever we want to call that, is sometimes they try to talk you out of it because it's something they're afraid of.
Wow.
They are afraid of stepping out. They are afraid of putting themselves out there. They are afraid of you fill in the blank. You know how kids, my kids can do things now that I wouldn't dare do, right? Because they don't have that fear. But I try to talk them out of it because I'm afraid that they're going to hurt themselves, that I'm afraid, you know what I mean? And so we have to be mindful not to allow that to infiltrate what God is saying to us. If it doesn't make sense, it may not make sense, but that's okay. Because he'll give us the how if we surrender and ask him and really seek him. So I wanted to add that to what the caller said because I think it's so important. Thank you for bringing up that point.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. So we had another person I'm trying to see that was sending a message over to say she had a question. I'm trying to see. Well, that press one and you can ask your question. But I tell you, this is so blessing me. You know, many times people are like, oh, my God, you just don't know how you guys blessed us. And I'm like, you don't understand that. I understand now, Natalie, how pastors say I preach myself happy because when you start talking about the things that he's called you to and understanding your purpose and the plan for your life, you're just like, oh, God, this is so beautiful, you know. But we have another caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I'm great.
Hello. You're live. Great. Welcome, welcome. Did you have a question or comment tonight?
Well, I just had something that I wanted to share, something that I'm going through. First of all, my name is Melinda, and I am not afraid of walking into what God has for me to do, nor do I have anyone shunning me or pushing ill will on me. My issue is coming out of wearing so many hats, like, I know what it is that I am supposed to be doing, and everything, the platform is already set. It's just that I have so many things that I'm going through. Like, I have my family, I'm a wife, I'm a mother of a 14-year-old. I own a boutique. I, you know, with church on Sundays and, you know, during the week. And I'm trying to see how do I come out of, it's like I'm in this web, like I know what I'm supposed to be doing. God opened up the doors for me to do everything, but it's like I have so many things going on. It's like, how do I get back to my heart's desire? Like she was saying, that burning desire. I have the burning desire, and I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but it's like right now, it's like I just need like prayer because I know the enemy is trying to keep me keep a lot of stuff around me, keeping me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing because I have my own ministry also, and I have several outreach programs, and it's like you said, it's not for me. It's someone is drastically and patiently waiting for what God has on the inside of me to come forth so that they can walk into their healing. And but right now, it's just like if she could just help me to, you know, to really just, I don't know how to explain it, but because I'm in it, but I hope you guys can understand where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to convey to you. It's just that I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and it bothers me daily, and I have so much to do in the little hours that we do have during the day. It's like, it's so much. How do one person handle it all?
Okay. All right. Thank you for your question and speaking up on that. I heard several things, so I'm going to try to address a few of them. One of the things I heard you say is that it feels like you don't have time or there are many things pulling at you. And so my thought was, is there something that you can let go of? Out of those things, and obviously I heard your child, you probably can't let go of the responsibility of being mom, but is there things in your life that you can look at and say, okay, maybe I can let go of this, or maybe I can delegate someone else to do that, that may be a part of what one of the solutions could be for you? The other thing I thought about is I heard you say you had the desire, and one of the things that helps me is making sure I'm around people that keep my baby leaping. And that's why that's the analogy that I used earlier, that, you know, talking to Aaliyah has made my baby jump, right? So if I'm around people who do that, it keeps it alive for me. And the other part that I heard from you that I'm wondering if would be helpful is, if you can't jump into it 100% all the way, what are maybe some things that you can do in this time, in this place that you're currently in? So maybe I can't run the full ministry, but I can send out a blog and encourage women that way, or whatever your ministry audience is. Or I can, you know, spend a hour a month doing something in regards to it until things change in my life. This is what I can do. I always like to put people in a place where you focus on what you can do versus what you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it puts us in a different place. It puts us in a different emotional state because you're focusing on what you can do. So tell me what your thoughts are from what you've heard in regards to what may be helpful for you.
Well, first of all, as far as letting go of some things, the things that I'm not in a situation where I can let go of those, some of the things, because like I was stating that I'm a wife, I'm a mother of a 14-year-old, a mother of a 25-year-old who just graduated a 4-year degree, and she's out of school, and now she's looking at me like, okay, what do I do next? I have that going on. Then I have a business also, and what I'm trying to do is implement my the women's ministry and do events and stuff like that through the store as well, in the boutique. That way I'm not leaving God's work out, because I just feel so like hurt that I'm not doing his work first. And that's what I want to be doing, is what he would want me to do first. So I'm trying to implement every, you know, the store and the ministry. I'm trying to do both, because I don't have anyone to come in the boutique. It's just me, and I don't have anyone to help. But I started the ministry first, and I launched the ministry first, and then this door opened for me, and I knew it was God. I had shared with Aaliyah how it came about, and I knew it was God. But now what I'm trying to seek God for is, okay, Lord, here am I. You gave me this, you gave me that. What will you have me to do with this? How do you want me to do both? And that's, where I'm stuck at.
Okay, well, let me offer a thought. This is a thought. So if it fits, you can wear it. I often say I shoot in the dark, so if I miss, it was dark. But here's what I heard maybe that could help you, is that I'm hearing that there is a ministry that's outside of the work. But I think that what you could do in this season that you're in right now, you can do the ministry where you are. It's almost like what Aaliyah said earlier, that she was doing this way before. And so the people that you're encountering, when they come through your doors at your boutique, you can do ministry there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't maybe have to look the way it did before until you get to a place where you can do it that way. If you knew me at 10, I was doing what I'm doing right now. I was doing this. My friends will tell you, this is Natalie. This is who she always has been. So don't think, and I guess what I'm hoping you can shift your mindset, that if you're not doing it the way you thought, you still can do it. And God still can be glorified, and you still can reach people because you are interacting with people all the time. Does that offer you some help?
Yes, it does. It does.
Great. Well, thank you so much for listening in, Melinda. We truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I'm enjoying this, and I thank you for having it. It's really a help for me, and I know it's helping me just tuning in.
Amen. Well, thank you so much again for listening, and have a blessed one.
You too, tonight.
Thanks. All right. So we have one last question that was sent over, and her question is, when you realize that the people in your circle are constantly negative, are you supposed to continue to be a light, or are you supposed to distance yourself from that circle?
Good question. So do I continue to be a light in the circle, or do I distance myself and take the light with me? I think it depends. I think it really depends. What I have found is there's no neutral relationship. So what that means is, in a relationship, either you're being influenced or you're influencing. And so, yes, God places us, obviously, as light and salt, right? We're salt and light in the earth, in places that are dark. And you have to be tuned in and prayerful and intentional with seeing whether that is the time for you to stay, or that, you know, it's time for you to go, because that relationship or that environment can start to infiltrate into you if we're not careful. So the question from that person would really have to be, you know, they would have to be really intentional and sensitive to God and saying, okay, God, do I stay or do I go? And is it, you know, that I'm the, because here's another thought that I have. Some people water, I mean, some people plant, some people water, God does the increase. And you also got to know where you are. Are you supposed to water it? Are you supposed to plant it? And knowing when that season is for you to do that. And if it's not, then you pull away. And that doesn't mean that those people won't get what they need, because we're not that powerful anyway. God is the one that does the increase. But if we remember that, then you'll know. I think it'll give you a better gauge on whether you stay or you leave that.
Good. All right. So, I want you to repeat your contact information, how people can follow you, how they can, you know, contact you, because I'm telling you, these are some powerful nuggets tonight. And again, guys, if you miss any of this recording, you want to go back and listen to the recording. I'm sorry, if you miss any of the interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording, because I'm telling you, it's been some powerful information. And the person responded, that was a great answer. Thank you so much. It's been a powerful show. So guys, if you have any piece of this that you missed, you want to go back and listen to the recording, because I'm telling you, Nelly has really brought some light and some clarity for many. I mean, she's helping y'all get ready to walk this thing out, because it's a done deal. You just got to see it finished. So now let's tell them again how they can follow you, how they can, you know, stay abreast of what you're doing and how, you know, when things are coming up.
Absolutely. I want to share one last thing that just keeps ringing back and then I'll give the information. What I wanted us all to kind of leave with is God, he knows that there's more in us. That's why he pushes us. I want you to remember that. God knows that there's more in you. That's why he pushes you. And he never wants us to be small. So when he gives us something, it's usually very big. And how you'll know it's very big is that you'll feel fear and anticipation at the same time. You'll feel fear and anticipation at the same time. That's usually a big thing. That's a God thing. That's that desire that's birthing within you. So I wanted to share that, because that was the last piece that I thought was important. But I would love to stay connected with everyone who's listening or will listen to this. You can find me on Facebook, The Whole Woman Experience. Instagram is The Whole Woman Experience. At Whole Woman EXP, I'm sorry, is how you might find that on Instagram. YouTube is under Natalie Gray. That's my maiden name. I love being connected to who I was. And then the Whole Woman Experience website is www.awaken2power.com. I'm looking forward to staying connected to everyone. I would love to. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a tribe on Facebook, too. The Facebook tribe is the Whole Woman Experience tribe. If you want to connect with me as well to have more personal contact, I would love to do that.
Okay, the Whole Woman Experience tribe. Love it. Love it. Well, you definitely brought some powerful nuggets here for us women and men that are listening, because even though, you know, you specialize in talking to both, a lot of the women reach out to you for empowerment. But you have this knowledge that you've shared with them tonight, this wisdom, this expertise, it can be applicable to anybody. All they have to do is take
it. That's right.
And
it's universal.
It's a universal word. Well, we thank you so very much again for sharing with us tonight. And we look forward to you coming back and sharing some more at another time.
Absolutely, Aaliyah. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. Have a blessed night.
Good night.
Good night. Guys, if you miss any of this interview, I promise you, you would not be doing, you'd be doing yourself an injustice if you don't go back and listen to the recording. We talked about some great things about what's keeping you or what's keeping people from manifesting their desires, from actually going out and pursuing those things. We had 3 points. We talked about steps to manifest in those desires. We had 5 points on that. And then we had different other powerful nuggets on you pursuing the purpose, the passion, the desires on the inside of you. So I'm telling you, you want to go back and listen to it. It'll be available in about 5 minutes. Thank you again to each and every one of our sponsors. Third Heaven Sound, Unique Expression by Design, Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile, Prayer Journal by Lisa L. Dalton, that's available on Amazon. Purpose with John Howard, and his music is on johnsmusic.net, just J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. Again, On Fire to Inspire is and also a book. On Fire to Inspire is available as a paperback, an ebook, on audiobook. On Fire to Inspire, the book was actually birthed first. That's what God gave me first. And then about 7 months later, the show was birthed. So we just celebrated our 3-year anniversary, December 9th, praise God. It's all about your obedience. It's not about you being comfortable. It's not about you understanding every piece. It's not about you being an expert. It's about your obedience. Guys, walk in everything that God is calling you to, because 2018, he's going to take you to greater, but he needs you to be obedient. So, guys, you can find any of my books, Aaliyah Butler, A-L-E-I-G-H-A. Aaliyah Butler, you can find any of my books out on Amazon and on Kindle. On Fire to Inspire is a book of inspiration and encouragement that the Lord gave me in the midnight hour to empower, encourage, and lift you, to push you into the full potential of who he called you to. And then we have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations that is currently just an ebook. Prayers, affirmations, and declarations is the title of that. And finally, we have my children's book that's called A Learning Book Just for Me. And it teaches children foundational English and Spanish. And so that is an ebook and a paperback. So if you want to teach your children or yourself some foundational English and Spanish, the title of that book is A Learning Book Just for Me with my character, Precious the Panda. And I am looking to get that into every school, daycare, library. So if you know someone with their own children, any entity with children, I do story times as well. So guys, I'm telling you, God has equipped us and he's given us so many gifts. Stop sitting on your hands and stop being stagnant. No more excuses, no more delay, no more, but you don't know what I've been through. No, you just be still and ask God, what is it you're calling me to and how do you want me to do it? And I promise you, if you be still enough and listen to him and walk in obedience, you'll be able to do multiple things and birth all the babies that he's called you to in this hour. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler. We're here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's time for you to walk in every gift, talent, and ability that God has given you. Love you guys. Have a blessed week.